Hello and welcome to this segment of Mind to Heart podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Curry. I'm stepping out on faith and trying new things with my platform. I was blessed with this opportunity to host my very own podcast, and I am beyond excited. I pray that you will be uplifted, inspired, and encouraged by what I will share with you today. Today's topic is embracing your value. Allow me to give you a little insight into who I am. I was born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee, and I am the oldest of three children. I am an author, motivational speaker, and mentor. I have a PhD in health services, and my research involved racial health disparities. I spent the last 2 years completing my dissertation, and I feel so blessed to have made it through that journey. Growing up, I was never truly comfortable with who I was. I always wanted to be like others, and I often felt like I was not good enough. I always wanted to have what others had. I chose to covet what I did not have instead of being thankful for what I did have. I was often teased because of how I dressed, my personal standards that I held myself to, and my unwillingness to try to fit in. It was not until after I matured that I realized that God made me just the way that I am. He never intended for me to try to be like other people. He knew that later in my life, it would be vital for me to hold on to what I have learned about having a real relationship with Him. I look back now and I realize that God protected me from a lot of things that could have made me forfeit my destiny. The mentality that I was not good enough stayed with me through college. I went through undergraduate school ashamed because here I was, a former straight-A student in high school, but yet I struggled to pass a lot of my classes when I got to college. I cried so many nights, and I wondered if I was really going to make it. I did not know then that my undergraduate experience was going to become a part of my story later on. So many that I knew went straight from college into graduate school, and I felt like a failure. I had the plan for my life calculated from graduating high school to when I would graduate from grad school. The following year after I graduated from undergrad, I accepted a temporary position. When that job ended, I found myself unemployed and not with many options. Just out of curiosity and desperation, I applied for a full-time instructor position. I tried with everything that I could to turn down the job. The manager was so impressed that she offered me a full-time job instead of what was supposed to be part-time. It was not until I accepted the job that I did not want that I began to discover that God made me just as He intended and that my life is full of purpose. So many times we compare our life to that of other people. We feel stuck simply because we are bound to unrealistic expectations, albeit those that we create or ones that we think that others want for us. It is so important that we realize that we must align ourselves with God's word. It truly does not matter what plans you make for your life. Know that His plans are always better. The opportunity that I did not want has led to so many other open doors. Jeremiah 29:11 is one of my absolute favorite scriptures. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." So before we were born, God knew what He intended for us to do and who He intended for us to become. I just love reading that verse when I feel a little helpless about the current direction of my life. When I accepted the full-time instructor position, I had no experience teaching or facilitating. I tried to run from the position, but no other company called to offer me a job during that time. It was God ordained for me to teach. I discovered through that experience that God's plan is always for my good. I learned so much about myself during that time. I discovered that teaching is one of my gifts. The very thing that I did not want to do, God knew that I had to do it in order to tap into my potential. Teaching has been one of the most rewarding experiences of my work career to date. The young woman that always second-guessed if she was good enough stood up every day before her classes with confidence, ready to inspire, impact, and encourage lives. I became a staple on my campus, and I met so many wonderful friends. Because I struggled during undergrad, I was much more understanding and relatable to my students. I had compassion when they did not understand the topic. I could understand and relate when they struggled to make good grades. God knew that I needed to go through that storm of my undergraduate experience to be prepared to embrace the blessing later. God wants us to embrace who He has made us to be. Each one of us brings something unique to the mix. The variances of who we are makes the world diverse. Never allow anyone to make you hold on to who you used to be either. Life is all about changing and becoming. The day that we stop growing is the day that we stop living. When we look at ourselves through the lenses of God's love, we see just how powerful we really are in our current state. Each one of us knows who we used to be. That is in the past. All that you can do is control your present. What happened in your life that seemed to be a negative is going to be used to encourage someone else. So I always dreamed of becoming Dr. Curry. I thought that it would happen by me attending optometry school. I took the admissions exam around 5 times. However, God had a different plan for my life. Because He did not allow that to happen, I gave up and switched my focus. So fast forward to 2012. I received some information in the mail from Walden University. I filled it out simply because at that point, I felt like I had nothing to lose. I got accepted into the Master of Healthcare Administration program, and on October the 29th of 2012, I started. Based on my disappointing grades during undergrad, my goal was simply to maintain a 3.0 GPA. But because God is so good, He blessed me to finish that program on December the 21st of 2014 with a 4.0 GPA. I was simply blown away by God's faithfulness. Before I finished the MHA program, my mom and I had a conversation. She told me that I should keep going and get my PhD. I laughed, but I did contact the school to find out what the requirements were. I was told that I was qualified and that I should submit my application. I will never forget when I met the Dean of the College of Sciences on my graduation day, and he told me that he'd heard great things about me. I was simply shocked. He said that I would do just fine in the PhD program. Although I was terrified, I was determined to tackle the program just like I did with the master's program. God blessed me to finish my PhD in less than 4 years. That is major, and I give Him all of the glory. I could not have done it if I did not embrace my value. If I allowed my past to dictate my future, I never would have been successful. Through my experience, I have committed to being a positive role model for students coming along behind me. I learned so much during the process that I cannot hold in my knowledge. The girl that was teased as a child has become a mighty woman of faith today. The road to get here has not been easy. There have been so many challenges that have made me want to quit. I had my dad to rush me to the emergency room earlier this year due to severe abdominal pain. I will never forget being told that it appeared that I had cancer. I refused to accept that because God had allowed divine acceleration to hit my life this year. I knew that He had so much more in store for me. So despite them contacting one of the world's best surgeons, I never accepted his prognosis. I held on to my faith. I quoted Hebrews 11:1 to my mom before I was given anesthesia, which says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." I am a living witness that we get to make the conscious decision to embrace our value. Know who you are and never be afraid to stand when it is easier to just crumble and fall. Embracing your value sometimes means that you reject what is presented to you if it contradicts what God has spoken to you regarding your life. You get to make the choice to believe in Him, to believe Him, to believe in Him and His word, even when the odds are stacked against you. I could go on and on and on about this, but the biggest point I want you to remember is that your life has purpose. You are not an accident. but you are God's divine providence. Embrace your value starting right now. This is your host, Dr. Andrea Curry. Until next time, peace and blessings.
You've been listening to the Mind to Heart podcast with Dr. Andrea Curry. Please share this podcast with your friends, family, and loved ones. You can also follow Dr. Curry everywhere on social media at Dr. Andrea Curry. Book her for your conference, seminar, workshop, or event directly at drscwrites@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening to the Mind to Heart podcast with Dr. Andrea Curry.